Hello there. Are you ready to hear tales of the paranormal, weird, unexplained, and just plain creepy? If the answer is yes, then welcome to your worst nightmare. But be warned, there's no turning back. Now here are Todd, Sean, and Nate, and they are middle-aged and creeped out.
Hey, creepies, welcome to episode 131. Nate is your tech engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged and creeped out. What is going on, guys?
I like that, tech engineer, huh?
What do you think about that?
I'm making that
it's
change
a new
right
title.
Now.
A new title.
Yep.
The old one just wasn't good enough, huh?
Well, because you don't just do the sound. You do the editing, and you set up all our equipment, and you do the, you know, when we do, like, what, online stuff, like... We've had to do a couple online interviews or whatever, Zoom or, you know, you do more than just the sound. And I thought after 2.5 years, sound just doesn't cut it. I think you ought to be the tech engineer. So now Brett is going to have to say, he's got to get you saying, we don't have a tech engineer.
Nah, I have a feeling he'll keep it as sound engineer.
You think so?
Yeah.
Yeah. He, so I listened to their episode on Halloween Ends, which is really good. And he said he thanked us for giving them the creeped out shout out for being the first ones. And he was telling, you know, he was talking to Brett or Carl, and he was like, we're the first ones. He's like, you know, we just thank you so much for the support and all da 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 da. And he goes, I'm repping Middle Asian Creeped Out today. And he had his T-shirt on. And of course, they're on YouTube. He goes, no, I don't have a T-shirt with the logo of Nate on it yet. And so I had to improvise and draw him on there. I'm like, okay, so I pulled up their YouTube. After I listened to the episode, I'm like, oh,
there.
My gosh. So I did a screenshot, enlarged it, and posted it, yeah. So
it was funny.
It was funny.
The
very
engineer,
clever.
Right?
Yes, and it says the engineer. Yeah.
It looked pretty good.
Yeah. I said, well, it looks better than Nate.
I think Nate is he's heading for the title of Lord God Almighty. Is that what you're heading for?
Mm.
You're one of these.
That's what I prefer everybody to call me, but
Nate the Lord God.
Nobody's on board for that.
Well,
not,
you know what?
Not
I,
a one.
You know what I tell them at the church to call me the Almighty Todd. They're like,
is that too much to ask?
They kind of move away because they're afraid of some lightning bolt coming through. I don't know. You guys doing okay though?
Yeah, doing good.
Yeah.
We're in new digs.
Yeah. What is this about, Nate? What the
for a minute.
Yeah,
we can play all kind of video games and
ping pong
and
lift
we
weights.
Can lift weights. Yeah,
play
yeah.
drums. What else can we do, Nate?
Pool table,
bass.
Yeah,
nice. Yeah. I like
the
bass.
Got a little bow flex.
Slap at the bass.
We can work out.
I work out.
We had to change venues for a little bit. Rachel's grandma is going into hospice care, and she wants to be the one taking care of her. So they are moving in. With us through that process.
Is that kind of a shout out? God bless your soul, by the way, in all seriousness. Yeah. I mean, and your
family,
the whole family. But
so, they're That's taking nice. Over our fourth bedroom / band room / podcast room.
Let's just call it the podcast room. The studio.
The studio.
Studio. Yeah.
So
all the others.
So we got new digs for a little bit.
Yeah, so we're
like
up
it.
In the bonus room for,
like
for a little bit.
I like it. That Nate did a good job, by the way.
He did.
Like, pretty much has everything exactly how it was. I don't know if you took a picture or you
No, I took
him
27
memory.
Hours
nope,
to get it all,
it's
all over.
All from the memory.
Day and a half. To get
I did it. I had a mint on and a little pillow over here.
Oh, but Nate, your buddy, isn't that your buddy?
Yeah, the gremlin.
Yeah, you should have a Stripe.
Stripe.
By you for your inspiration.
Oh, yeah.
You bring me
to
into my life
like that,
and that's just like that. Yeah, too bad we don't have this on video. Anyway, yeah, we are glad to be in the.
I'm gonna mess something up, you know. I am.
New Mako Studio. Episode 131, guys. Full episode 131.
That's right.
Yeah, I think we're what 249 total. So we're up almost to 250. Yeah,
I don't know.
By end of this, and then we're gonna be creeping up to 300. Total That's, episodes, full and minis.
We're talking about how to do this full time, right? Quit all our jobs.
We were.
Sorry.
We were.
Spoiler alert to all our employers.
Yeah. Yeah. It would be. It'd be nice, Sean.
I know. You get
anyway,
that,
let me get.
You get
back
that far away look.
I'm like. Anyway.
Can you imagine?
Back
though,
to reality.
Seriously, what? There are people on this planet more than we
Jerry
know,
Tracy.
and oh. can acknowledge, like, some of them we know, yeah. But some of them we don't. Like, they wake up in, like,
I know.
A dream world.
Oh, like, I know.
Let's do that.
I know.
That's me every day.
Oh, I dream. I dream.
I can dream.
That's me every day.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. I'm full of songs tonight.
Oh, that's okay. Hey, where, you know what? I've been on the other end. No job, so.
Yeah, that's right.
Thankful for what we have, but it would be cool to be full-time podcasters. But
that's right.
Never know what's in store for us, right?
Nate keeps spreading the word around work. He said it's yeah. he's going like wildfire.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I think that's great. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you said some new listeners at work, so our numbers, I think, are showing it.
Yeah, and our one...
Somebody's listening.
One guy I was talking to, he was like, I was expecting...
Crap.
To hear him.
Is there like a big pile of crap? Sorry. I was thinking the other word.
No, he said that I was expecting to hear a different side of you, Nate, but you're sort of...
Still the same.
The same on the podcast
just talking about
as you are
stuff.
In real life. I was like, yep, I am who I am.
Pretty much. And that's all I am. How embarrassing. That's great, though. I love that. Shout out to... What's the company again? What's your...
Walbridge.
Walbridge. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Walbridge ahead of time. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway, that's great, though. So it is time for my dad joke. However.
It's not a riddle.
I'm doing a riddle tonight. So
oh,
it's
yay.
The
okay.
dad riddle of the show.
I'm circling riddle.
Here it is. Are you ready? Creepies, are you ready? No, are you ready? No.
I want to be.
How many sides does a circle have? How many sides... Does a circle have? Now think of
mm-hmm. how many sides mm-hmm. does a circle have?
How Tell many me when you give up.
Sides.
And I'm going to give you a hint. A circle I'm going to give you a hint. There's no time involved.
It's not no time. Okay, it's not time.
Nope. No time.
I'm going to say
how?
Two?
Eight. No. What's the final answer?
Two sides.
The inside and the outside.
Oh, that's two then, right? That's
well,
two.
Yeah,
that's kind of right.
You're quarter credit. Yeah. And that is the dad riddle. How many sides does a circle have? Inside and outside. There you go.
That's actually pretty good.
I like that.
I did not think of that.
I did not think of it. So, yeah, I thought I hadn't done a riddle in a while, right? So I wonder how many creepies got that. We got some smart people. We got some
we
smart
do.
Creepies.
Mm-hmm. I'm not.
Not so much.
I'm not the lead
room.
Of the lead dog in the pack.
Okay. I'm going to turn it over to you, Sean.
Yes.
First announcements, please, sir.
I have first party announcements. I am smart enough to do these, I think, almost. Hold on. Where'd they go?
Okay.
So
he's
we failing. Come together now in this new space. We're going to haunt the upstairs now. We've already haunted the downstairs. This is our haunt, right? We come here for the guy time, the spooky, the paranormal, all that fun stuff. But the most important thing we can do is have a mental health community that we keep building. We need help. Families need help. Friends, you creepies. So we want you to make sure that you're getting help. So you can call or text 988 for any type of mental distress, suicide prevention, or any other type of crisis that you may be experiencing. You can also text home to 741-741 for professional help. If you or someone you know is experiencing bullying, contact stopbullying.gov for help. Reach out to our Facebook group, Instagram account, email, or message us for added support. That is what our Mako family is all about.
Awesome. Good job.
What's September, Nate?
I was right asking.
Was it Suicide Prevention Month?
That's what it mm-hmm. said.
That's right.
September.
That's
so,
right.
And also, tell the creepies what you were telling us about your, like on the helmets. At work.
Oh, Walbridge, who I work for, they advocate for suicide prevention. So we have stickers with the 988 on there.
That's cool. That's pretty good for a company like that to step up and put that on there.
Mm-hmm.
I think
it really
awesome.
Is.
Yeah. So shout out to them for that little, what would it be?
Promotion?
something, whatever. Yeah, so that is cool, though. Thank you for that, Sean.
Yes.
Shout outs. Do you guys have any shout outs?
I have two.
You have two?
You want me to go first?
Go ahead.
You're like shocked.
Yeah.
Is this intelligible, Sean? at Labor Day, we had a celebration of life for my dad, which was very nice, by the way.
Oh, cool.
I have to a quick aside on that. So we got together with my brother and his family and obviously Jen and I and the kids and my sister, and my mom. We had 20 lanterns to set free. It was hot on Sunday And we got four. We got four up. None of us have ever lit a lantern or let it go. And so we were pretty sure that if we did any more, we would burn down Plainfield and end up on the 6 o'clock news. So we cut our losses at four. The last one we sent up was my mom's. She had messages written on it. So we were like, my dad has to be somewhere laughing because he was a huge pyromaniac. So, and he's probably just like, he's probably like wanting to see, like, let's start a fire somewhere. But so anyway, we did that. And then on Monday, we got to hang out with Jenna's family. So extended family and everything. And her aunt Lana is a listener. And she's
Atlanta?
Aunt Lana. Remember, mine was Annie Lane. This is Aunt Lana.
Okay.
So Jenna's mom's sister. And she's a creepy. She listens to us. She was talking to everybody about the her Baumeister and Fox Hollow. How they're she's like, you know, there's stuff finding bodies, and she's like, people still, you know, haven't even turned their family member in as missing from the 80s and 90s.
Oh man!
And so we were talking about that. She said, you know, I've listened to so many of your podcasts, and she said, I need to catch up because she retired, and so she used to listen to it at work, and she's like, I need to start listening again because I love listening to you guys. Mm-hmm. So I appreciate her.
Nice. Yeah.
And I really
Thank
did.
For that.
And the other shout out is to Dr. Jackson, because I saw him tonight, and he asked me, he said his wife has something else going on during our live show, but he's going to bring the kids and him. Mm-mm-mm. And so he also said that he said, you guys need to talk about The Pope's Exorcist, you know, that movie. And that it highlights Father Gabriel Amorth, who we talked about during the rites of exorcism on our episode. And we had talked about doing that. And I said, I go, are you talking about for the live show or for an episode? And he goes, yeah. So like, we're looking for something for the live show. So, yeah. But anyway, so he would like to hear more about that. So I told him I would plug that a little bit. Hmm. And so shout out to Dr. Jackson and his kiddos. Mm-hmm. They'll be coming on to the live show. So. Watch
so
out for that.
His wife has something to do.
I think she has a course or something she's going to, as I understand. And
then, we didn't want her.
So he's
we didn't want her there.
He said with the kids, because I can't remember how old his kids are. I should know something like this.
Write
but
her name down.
He said he may have to leave a little bit earlier. And I said, well, just know that I'll have one of those like megaphones or whatever. And like, Brian, Dr. Brian Jackson, where do you think you're going?
I don't buy it, Dr. Jackson, about
Dr.
your
Jackson,
wife.
No,
so
I think he's giving himself an out.
Yeah.
He wanted to know if it was still family friendly, and I said, no, of course it's not.
That is a funny question. Is it still family friendly? Yes, it is. Or not. What, do you think we're going to like X-rated or rated R for a live show?
Well, he heard about Micah, so that's why he asked. That's fair.
That is fair.
Micah's not
that there. That is fair.
Yeah, that's fair.
I just can't wait for the people that show up to listen to his intro music. When I told
it's
Brad Campbell,
men.
Shout out to, you know, I'm going to, are you?
Hallelujah. It's not.
Did you just
men.
Get both shout outs?
Mm-hmm.
Who are your shout outs?
Oh, I don't know. And all that. What?
I know the family.
I think I passed.
Dr. Jackson.
I think I passed out.
I can't remember.
It was Lana and Dr. Jackson.
Okay.
Atlanta.
I'm going to go ahead. My shout out is going to be Brad Campbell. He works at Plainfield Christian Church with me. He is our worship director, and he's going to be running sound and the lights and all that stuff for our show, live show. When I told him Micah's song choice, he said, are you serious? I go, very serious. He goes, he's got it. And so I told Micah that. He goes, all right. So very, very interesting. Yeah, very, very funny. My wife said, really? I said, yeah. She's like, okay. Yeah. I mean, she likes the song. I mean, she, you know.
Is it wrong that the last name Campbell makes me think of soup? Like, I get hungry.
Yeah.
I'm hungry for soup. Yeah. You think that's weird?
Yeah, it is.
Let's check.
And they're both Campbells.
Soup and crackers. Yeah.
So shout out to Brad for stepping up and helping us.
It's like Linda and Mike Campbell. I always think that
that's
about
right.
Them. I don't think they know that. I don't think I've ever seen
that. A bunch of Campbells around here.
Bunch
a lot of
Campbells.
Soups. Wow. Somebody showed me a video the other day of Earl Campbell, the old Houston Oilers running back. That's weird. What's going on with the Campbells around here?
I don't know.
It's
a Campbell kind of night.
Yeah, yeah. That's all the shout out I got. What, Nate, you got any shout outs?
No.
Okay.
Just Campbell's of the world unite. That's all we get to say about that, right?
Okay. So it's my turn to do the special announcements. Guess what?
What?
We are, good job. We are getting close, ever so close to our first live show, which is called Keeping It Creepy 2023. And it's going to be Saturday, October 7th from 5 to 9. And it's going to be at the Ellis Park train station in Danville, Indiana. Of course, you can still buy tickets for only $15 at the Eventbrite website
or app. You charged me $50 for mine.
That's right. You're lucky to be there. Fiction author and owner of Anatolian Press, Mr. Micah Campbell, along with paranormal investigator Aaron Egnatz of Hauntings Around America. They will be both our special guest speakers. Mm-hmm. We're going to have food for sale, merch for sale, merch giveaways, prizes, and, of course, creepy stories. So come out and join us for a night of creeped out fun. Get your tickets now, only $15. And we're going to be, it's 4 weeks from this coming Saturday. I know whenever people listen to it, it might be off a little bit, but we're getting ever so close. So We're excited. It's going to be great. So come out and see us. And again, I'm going to mention it. Erin is doing a ticket giveaway for her Stark Saloon paranormal investigation in Rosedale, Indiana, near Terre Haute. And it is on Saturday, October 21st.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Okay.
Turn the page.
That's right. Turn the page. We have our Mako on location. The next one's going to be at the awesome, and I say awesome, I don't care what Nate says, the awesome year-round.
Are you saying not to listen to Nate?
That's
time?
Right. The year-round fall and Halloween store called Greenwood Happy Haunts in Greenwood, Indiana. It is Saturday, October 21st. We'll be there from 11 to 5. We're going to be recording. We'll have some little merch baggies to give out, and come out, hang with us, see the awesome store. They've got some really cool Halloween decor. So yeah, why wouldn't you want to come out? I mean, seriously. I mean, Nate, I'm going to say it again. Give Scott and Corey a chance. Just give them a chance.
I might not be there.
Olive branch. No olive branch still. Tisk, tisk, tisk.
You'll wear their shirt, but that's as far as you're going to go.
It took a lot to do that.
Let's just be honest. We had a
You looked like you had a secret to tell or something.
That was fun. Corey goes,
you were in on the joke.
What did she say on the comment? She's like, are we out of the doghouse? Yeah, or something.
Apparently not.
I don't know, Corey. We'll have to see.
Keep it up.
You want to keep it up.
It's a long-running feud.
That's right. So come out and see us October 21st at the Greenwood Happy Haunts. Mm-hmm. Now, unfortunately, I have to make this sad announcement. We are not doing, at this time, a on location at the Boone County Jail Distillery.
Boo.
Oh, sorry. Thanks for booing me.
It has been canceled.
Hopefully down the road in the future, we will get something scheduled with them again. So we are working on finding a replacement on location. So we'll
love
best.
Jackie and the girls
it's a falling out of relate. Yeah.
Nothing personal.
Nope. Not at all.
Like with Happy Haunts.
That's right. So nothing like that. It's just, and we'll get something figured out down the road. But we're working hard trying to figure out something else. We've got a couple of places we might be able to do, but just kind of working on it. So it is canceled. So do not go to the Boone County Jail Distillery. Don't do it.
I mean, do it.
I mean, go there. They're great people. Go there, but we won't be there. So
yeah, don't go there for us.
That's kind of the caveat. Yeah, that's right. Don't go for
us. Caveat.
Other than that, that's all I've got.
Did I sound like Thurston Howell III there?
No. you
said lovey.
Sean.
Sorry. Yes.
Sorry. Let's pace ourselves.
Do you want me
to settle down? Is it the new
studio? New digs?
Like, I think there's something in this room.
He's like hyped up. I'm a little hyped usually up. Anyway, but he's
extra
hyped.
Is it the altitude?
It could be. Yeah.
I'm worn out. But I mean,
making oxygen.
We haven't gotten to the topic.
Oxygen
yet.
Choices.
Yeah. So let's get to it. Why don't you tell the creepies what we're going to talk about, please?
This is Nate's choice.
It is Nate,
and this is called Kreischer Mansion. It's very German.
Kreischer,
Kreischer. I like it.
Good choice.
And
I don't remember making it.
He passed out for a minute. Kreischer Mansion. I don't know.
You know, I usually remember doing it, but like when people say, "Oh, I liked your episode," I'm like, "Do we do that?"
Yeah,
I honestly, I can't. Sometimes I'm like, and I'm not joking. I'm like, I guess.
Middle aged.
Did we do good? That's what I'll say.
Middle aged and dementia, right?
So Kreischer Mansion. A little foundation, please.
I happen to have that. Kreischer House, also known as Kreischer Mansion, is a historic home located at Charleston, Staten Island, New York City, built by German immigrant Balthazar Kreischer. Hey, you can't make this stuff up,
love
people.
That name.
Right? About 1885, it is a large, asymmetrically massed, 2.5-story wood frame house in the American Queen Anne style. The rectangular house features spacious verandas, gables with jigsaw bargeboards, decorative railings, posts and brackets, tall chimneys, and a corner tower. I love the corner towers. It was one of two mansions built by Kreischer for his sons. It was twin mansions, isn't that what they call it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I've heard of Twin Peaks, but the surviving house belonged to son Edward Kreischer. The other one had been his brother Charles. It was added to the National. I always like to say this. It was added to the National Register of Historic Places in 1982.
Nice.
What's the street it's on? You said it's on somewhere.
Arthur Kill Road.
Arthur Kill Road.
4500
Arthur Kill Road or Arthur Kill Road?
Three words. Arthur.
Everybody.
One syllable. Kill.
For anybody in the back.
Wait a minute. Arthur's
Road.
Two syllables.
Well, yeah, I say one syllable for kill.
Oh, I thought you were saying Arthur had one. I figured that's what it was. Okay, good. That is great. Thank you, Sean, for the little foundation.
No problem.
Nate,
yes.
You have any, you want to start it off for us, please?
Sure.
Any creepy, whatever you want to talk about.
The Elder Crusher.
Balthazar.
Was a, had the twin mansions built atop of Crusher Hill for his two sons, like you said before. Unfortunately, Balthazar died just a year after they were completed. But given what followed, it is perhaps for the best. After the Elder Kreischer death, the brick factory his children inherited burnt to the ground. The family tried to rebuild, but the blow was too great and their fortune soon fell. Leading to one of his sons committing suicide violently in the mansion that stands today.
Ooh. You know, Balthazar committed suicide, too.
Is that how he passed away, too?
Gunshot.
Ooh.
Dang it.
Suicide by gunshot. Yes. Says his family had no explanation for his shocking death apart from that he may have been suffering some financial losses.
Mm-hmm.
That'll do it. I mean, some people...
Well, he came over from Germany, and he was a. They said that all the houses there were being built of all wood, and then there were New York houses were burning down. So he came over and started building with stone, and so the stone, his stone company or business, or whatever, made a lot of money, and so they were. His business was located right, you know, across from or whatever these houses. So because the father had a house there or mansion there too, so they all lived close to to their family business. So it's in the heyday, excuse me. I don't know what happened to my voice there. In the heyday, they're beautiful. I mean, they're actually just like, they looked amazing. I don't think I would want a carbon copy house next to itself. Although, like nowadays, neighborhoods look that way. You know, they got these little houses.
Cookie cutters, they call
them. Yeah. But that's kind of what, but it is. It's really, really cool.
The second one was destroyed during the Great Depression.
Yeah, in the 30s. It says here the mansion passed from owner to owner, and in 2005, which is pretty recent, a gentleman named Joe Black, an ex-local mobster known as the Hitman. Wait a minute, I thought that was Bret Hart. Anyway, the Hitman was instructed to act as a caretaker at the mansion. He became involved in an altercation with three men, which ended with Joe stabbing and killing another male. Joe had drowned the man in a lake and later disposed of the body in the home's coal burner furnace. Says many who walk near the river report hearing shocking splashing sounds, commotion, screaming as if someone is struggling in the water, yet nobody is there.
Yeah, that guy is nasty in that house. They said that really, like, the Kreischer family, I mean, except for they committed suicide, so there was trauma in their family. But other than that, the Kreischer family was supposed to be very sweet and loving, and so they don't think a lot of those spirits or anything
malevolent.
But they said that Joe Black, which is a great name for this guy.
Oh yeah.
That's Black. if you feel or see or hear something that's negative, it has to be to him. And that's not that been that long ago.
18 years ago. That's pretty recent.
Right.
I mean, you know, in the heyday of the mafia, the mob and all that, I listen to so many podcasts all the time about the mob. Of course it started early 1900s, but I mean, it was really strong in the 60s, 70s, and 80s until like the mid 90s. 2000s started, not much. Now it's still around, the five families, but it's their operation is minimal now. You know, they're into some things, but not like they were in the heyday of decades ago. But so for 2005 to have a murder, by, you know, mob related, it's really recent. Mm-hmm. You know,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Now the mansion has never completely been abandoned, but no business or resident has managed to stay very long.
Yeah, it changes hands a lot, right? Yeah.
I think we ought to buy it, maybe. I don't know.
Let's do it.
Yeah. And we'll keep it longer than most, right? Yeah, you're right, though. Yeah, it does change a lot. Said back to the Joe Black guy.
Mm-hmm.
This article says maybe this is a residual haunting of the Joe Black victims. Could the odor of the burning flesh. Now that's nasty. Could the odor of the burning flesh so often detected here be a residual imprint haunting stemming from the coal furnace? So that's gross. That would be a bad, you know, like they always say, mm-hmm. You know, if something's attributed to a demonic, you know, activity or possession or whatever, you get that sulfur or that gross smell. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine burning flesh, smelling that? We don't want to buy that.
I don't think so.
we don't want
like to go here, but.
Yeah, for a day or a night.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, but that's really bad. That's a bad, so.
This talks about that Edwards suicide. Because I heard on a couple of videos, they talked about it being like there's some conspiracy theories whether he really killed himself or was killed. It says, on June 8th, 1894, Edward Kreischer allegedly committed suicide by shooting himself in the right temple near his place of business, although murder is an ongoing theory. Since then, there have been claims that Kreischer has haunted the property, along with other local stories of the house's violent history that has given the house a supernatural reputation, leading it to be used as a location on television shows, including Boardwalk Empire. It's also Paranormal Lockdown's been there. I really enjoyed watching Portals to Hell with Jack Osborne and I can't remember the girl that does the show with him sometimes. What her name is, darn it. But
drawing a blank too.
But anyway, she's very good, by the way. But I just remember him for obvious reasons. But they were in this Kreischer house. He couldn't wait to go. They were talking about it as they were going there. And when they were in there, they were using a spirit box. And they got all kind of stuff there, but they kept getting Ed's name, you know, like this is Ed. And so they were, it was really cool. Some of the, like I said, there are certain places that we watch, you know, sometimes the videos are like, it's not that exciting. This one was one that was like, they had several good videos of paranormal investigations. And I just enjoy Portals to Hell with Jack Osborne. I think I enjoyed the English accent. That's probably what I enjoyed the most. Yeah. But, this is pretty cool.
Yeah. You know, we talked about couple episodes ago about the, I can't remember what it was. Oh, the Heritage Museum area where the Osbournes, I've still not seen an episode of Portals to Hell.
Well, you should watch it. It really is good.
I mean, it's been talked about a lot on podcasts and things, so, and in articles I've read. So I need to, so this one might sound like a good first one to watch. So, yeah. It was in May. I'm sorry, just lost my spot here. I'm sorry. In May 2020, the property was approved for the addition of surrounding condominium accommodations. And believe us when we say these tenants are often left feeling extremely uneasy. Says reports all across this property are the phantom sounds of gunshots. I can see that.
Mm-hmm.
Clanking pots and pans emanating from the kitchen area. And it says this is believed to be the spirit of a past cook who was murdered in the pantry. This place has a lot of violence for, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, you got two suicides, a murder on the property, or two murders. Yeah. And then now they're saying, or from the mob related story. And then you've got a cook possibly murdered in the pantry.
Mm-hmm.
That's not good. Not good.
Where this house sits, it has a really cool view of New York and New York City. And it's so cool. It says the city of New York designated the Kreischer Mansion a landmark in 1968, not for its macabre history, but its profuse decorative ornate in the stick style in May 2020. The Landmarks Preservation Commission approved a design for 48 condominiums and 11 new buildings on the 3.8-acre property. Additional approvals by the City Planning Commission may be required before construction. I think that's kind of interesting. So there might be some stuff going up over there.
Yeah, I could see that. It's like the White Hill Mansion we talked about. That had a nice view on the Potomac.
Mm-hmm.
up on high. Yeah, so this the same kind of same deal. Nice location. Excuse me as I lose my voice. Nice location and view.
It's the altitude, right?
Yeah. I can't lose my voice. Yeah. Anyway, what you got, Nate? I can see that.
Nothing. I'm looking for stuff.
Oh. I thought you were going to.
No, I found a list of other places that we might be able to do episodes.
Oh, okay. On. sorry, moving ahead.
Well, it just popped up. No, I know. So I took the chance.
Here's something that's a little bit different than what we've been talking about as far as the activity in this place. This says, many describe the tiny pitter-patter of childlike footsteps.
Ooh.
Yeah. Could this be the spirits of the mansion's past children? It is said that children were this is terrible. It is said that children were locked in closets as punishment here. Maybe this explains the scratching sounds coming from closets also. That is not good.
Yeah, we've heard disturbing. That in other houses too, right? Where there are closets where you could feel this like sadness or that you're getting disciplined.
Right. And you figure back then it's kind of what they did. I mean, you know, I'm not saying it probably doesn't happen now, but I mean, we put our kids in our crawl space, but I mean, other than that, no, we don't have a basement, right? Yeah. So they do. Yeah. So, man, I hope it's not that, but, that'd be kind of creepy to have this, the scratching kind of sounds a little much. I mean, or, yeah. It's sad, but I'm saying like the scratching sound like, yeah, all, like really creepy.
That would be.
Yeah. Scary, I guess.
Well, they said that there was part of that, Jack was watching, he does not like to investigate on his own. And the girl, ding dong, the girl was like, I'm going to go. Last time they weren't allowed to be on the top floor, I guess. And so, or she wasn't. And so she wanted to go up there and investigate. And she said that's where some of the ominous feeling is. And she went into like that closet you're talking about. And she couldn't like take it. I mean, it was just.
Is she an empath or is she a psychic?
I think so. I think she does feel things heavily, but it was one of those things. And she said that there were reports that, you know, there's some dark energy up there. And that was, and it just got. Somebody that was up there had told her that they had like a panic attack and they had to get out and they had to like take a break from it. So you're going to look her up, aren't you?
I am.
Please do. I want, while you're doing that, there's really, you can follow them on Facebook, by the way. And, which I'm going to do, but the, oh shoot, hold on. I lost my page that way. There are some really cool events. Like one of the August 25th, there was a, it says Kreischer Mansion events at Kreischer Mansion. So there was a Slaughterhouse NYC presents Crypt of Fear Fest. And then this says October 28th, they celebrate their fifth anniversary haunt at Kreischer Mansion. They had a Slaughterhouse there. So they have all kind of different like events and stuff, which they should capitalize on that stuff, right? Isn't that what we're planning to do in the place that we buy?
That's right.
Right. Ghost hunts, macabre exhibits. So, ooh. Yeah, they've got all kinds of stuff for the next several months.
With the hitman.
Oh, yeah, back to Joe Black.
He disposed of the body pieces, and the furnace and everything. Yeah. It took an entire year before the FBI was able to fully investigate the murder. By that time, the furnace in the basement had been removed from the building. However, enough evidence was recovered to sentence Joe Black to life in prison in 2008.
Oh, okay. I wonder if he's still alive.
And then in 2009,
I want to meet him.
Nope.
Gilstro was given 20 years for ordering the hit.
Ah, yeah. The maestro of the hit. Mm-hmm. Excellent. That's good information on that. So it took him a year, huh?
Yeah.
Well, that means.
I wonder what kind of evidence they found, though, if the furnace was removed. I mean, it was enough to put him in.
Yeah, right.
For life.
This gives some detail here. This says Joe Black, accompanied by three other men, managed to get this McKelvey into the mansion where he stabbed the unsuspecting man with a knife. This became murder attempt number one because McKelvey didn't die. Instead, the bleeding man bolted for the door. The other men grabbed him and attempted to strangle him. This, too, was unsuccessful. It took all four of the men to eventually drown McKelvey in a shallow pool in the front yard. The killers then took the body into the basement, cut it into small pieces and disposed of each piece one at a time in the coal-burning furnace. And then, like you said, it took an entire year for the FBI to be able to fully investigate the murder. gosh. And it said by the furnace in the basement had been removed by that time from the building. Ugh, man. Yeah.
So
that's a pretty descriptive.
You describing that made me think of, I'm not sure which one, but Austin Powers, when he's like, why won't you die? Oh, trying everything to kill the guy.
Weekend at Bernie's.
Yeah.
Real quick, Nate. Katrina Weidman, or Weidman, is the his partner on Portals to Hell. Katrina Weidman. So, yeah.
Some say Edward Kreischer's distraught wife haunts the hallways.
Oh, you don't say?
I do say.
You just did, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. So, okay. So far, we've got him, Balthazar. Now his, you know, maybe kids, murder dudes, mob guys, and now his wife.
No one has seen McKelvey's ghost yet.
No, the dude that got killed.
Yeah, the guy that had the hit on him.
Got
yeah.
drowned.
That's weird.
Drowned.
Stabbed, drowned, chopped up, burnt.
Yeah, strangled. they stubbed his toe. No, they stepped on his toe. They're trying everything. Knock him over in the head with a pool stick. Anyway.
Is that Balthazar?
Try and knock him out with a throw pillow.
Jeez.
That Balthazar was from Bavaria, Germany, and he founded the Kreischer Brick Manufactory in Staten Island, mm-hmm. and it was a successful business until it wasn't.
Well,
they call it the Charleston Staten Island, and the reason they changed it, because it was originally called Charleston, then it went changed to Kreischer because he was so successful. And then when they fell out of favor, they said during World War One and World War Two, with all the negative connotations with German ancestry, they changed it back to Charleston. But a lot of people still call it the Kreischer area.
Right. Some other encounters that people have had over the years have been audible whispers and doors violently slamming shut, narrowly missing tenants' fingers and faces. That's not good. Said, could there be an angry poltergeist holding this location spiritually captive? Says, this location is extremely active. You have been warned. So there you go. We've been warned, guys, if we want to go. I don't know.
It was called, this shows this picture here, too. This is a neat picture of the two mansions still standing close to each other.
Yeah, that's.
Oh, okay.
And it says, in 1855, he purchased his land in Staten Island and began plans for retirement. On this land, he built the two mansions, which is shown above, and the Kreischer Brick Manufactory. The town was later renamed Kreischerville, so it was called Kreischerville, that's right, in honor of the successful business impacting the growth of the surrounding area. The area also had its own United States Postal Office branch that was so prominent. That's cool.
That is cool.
I guess it was up for sale in 2017.
Did they give a price?
I haven't gotten that far, but it does say...
You want to move our whole operation over there?
That's right.
It does say that it has 1.25 acres and has endless possibilities and income-generating potential.
Cha-ching, cha-ching. I hear the... I see money dancing around.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's cool though. Yeah, I'm just wondering. It's probably got to be at least over $1 million.
Oh,
being the location
so.
And the size and the history they've got going for them.
Ooh, there's a
what? Oh yeah, I see
floor layout.
Yeah.
The mansion is asking $2 million.
$2 million.
Whoa,
I was off a mill.
With monthly taxes running at $1,233.
Monthly.
Wow. I'd be the caretaker.
are you going to talk like, yes, welcome to the Kreischer man. But we got to change, no, we don't change the name.
Kreischerville. Kreischerville.
You know how they do like, they build stadiums and arenas and all that, and it's the TDK Boston.
Oh, yeah,
Garden,
whoever's
you know,
the newest.
Or the RCA, yeah, it's not. So we would just, it'd be the Mako Kreischer. Mansion.
You don't care who
the
newest sponsor is. You got it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it'd be the Mako Kreischer. Sounds like I keep thinking I'm saying Crasher.
Mm-hmm.
Kreischer.
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 Just looking at the blueprints of the floors, I'd love to go
mm-hmm.
snooping around in it.
Yeah, there's a lot to it. I mean, it's a big area. And I think it's on an acre.
Yeah.
The one.
Oh, you said
there.
1.2?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just looking at the drawings here, it's four levels.
Yeah. Oh, crazy. Is it four?
Mm-hmm.
Because three with a basement, right?
Yep.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. I forgot about the basement. Yeah. Makes
the,
sense.
The
makes
fact sense. The factory that was close by, it was located, obviously, in the area. It says it was built in 1854. It was also destroyed by a fire in 1877, then was rebuilt. But by 1927, the factory closed its doors for good. So that was, yeah. That's gotcha. Interesting. I hadn't heard much about what happened to that.
Yeah. Gotcha. You know, back in the Victorian days, seances, when that became popular, they said this place was no different. It said seances were popular in the Victorian era of spiritualism, mm-hmm. and Edward's grieving brother Charles conducted several ceremonies inside his home in an attempt to contact his brother's spirit. Some believe that Charles may have opened a gateway to another realm that remains open to this day.
I saw that. Way
kinda
to go.
Makes sense. Yeah. Good job, Charles. Or no, was it Charles or who did I say? Edward. Sorry. No, Charles. It is Charles. My goodness. Sorry. Creepies. Yeah, I don't know.
Still makes me think of that. Remember, we've talked about it a couple times, that old computer game called Alone in the Dark.
Mm-hmm.
When your car breaks down, and you have to go in this like old house.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't leave because there's a portal. Basically, they'll suck you into it if you try to leave. Never heard of it before.
No.
So boxy and so like the graphics are horrible now, but at the time it scared you to death because you have to find all these items to figure out like the evil in the house. And there's a talisman that you find and all this kind of stuff.
Oh.
So, but these kind of houses that talk like that and all the portals and all that stuff, it always makes me think of that game. I used to watch I was a little bit young when it came out, and Chad,
what was it
my
on?
Brother, used to. Whatever the first computers we used to build, you know,
like
you get like home
Vision
computers,
or something?
It was something.
Or Commodore 64.
Maybe, I don't know. We're talking like late 80s, early 90s, maybe. So whatever the home computers were at that point. Yeah. I don't even know.
I got a Commodore 64 when I was a freshman, and I had, oh my God.
Chad built our first ones, I think. He loved to build computers. So, but I would watch
him
play.
He could have been the next Bill Gates.
He could have been, and he wasn't. but yeah, I used to watch him play it because it scared me, you know. And he used to say the same thing, like, it's always nice to have somebody here because it was such a creepy game. You would love it. You can watch gameplay. I've watched, actually, like, you can watch somebody beat the game.
And
it takes like an hour and a half. But
I think it sounds made up, to be honest with you, Nate.
It's kind of made up.
What's it called?
It's Alone in the Dark.
Alone
There's
in
even
the
like
dark.
A dungeon, you know, area and all this stuff. It's like tunnels underneath the house, and it gets pretty kooky.
Ooh, that sounds like a good name for a show.
You were like Alone
the
Mako. Dark. I think they made a movie called Alone in the Dark. I don't know.
Mako presents Alone in the Dark.
I may be making stuff up. Yeah. Ooh, you know, that could be a segment. Let's do it. Alone in the Dark.
Do we do it in the dark?
There's no trademark on that, right?
Yeah. Paranormal Lockdown was there. With Nick Groff and Katrina. Oh, I can't remember her name. I think I always do that. Nick Groff and there's Katrina. I don't know if it's his wife or not. I can't remember. Anyway, it says they switched their cameras to night vision as darkness fell outside. They began their investigation. As their first night got underway, Katrina said, "It's like the house has a pulse. You can take out all the people, but the house is still alive." Says they began upstairs where a former owner, Joe McBratney, had a paranormal experience with what he believed to be the spirit of Edward's widow, Frida Kreischer. Nick starts out by calling out to the spirits of Frida, Charles, and Edward. While they were encouraging the spirits to communicate, they heard what they thought sounded like footsteps. And it said Nick had been recording with his Panasonic, whatever, RR or something, audio recorder. When he played back the audio, a crackling sound could be heard, which Nick thought was an example of electronic voice phenomenon, or EVP. EVP is our spirit voice. People know what they are now. Nick thought the voice he captured was saying, "I'm Edward Kreischer." Katrina did not seem to think, didn't seem so sure, but moments later she had a scare of her own when she felt as if something electric had touched her in the darkness.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Now, what do you think, Katrina, if that's your real name?
Hmm.
I was just joking. They have some good, yeah. I've seen some videos on them. I've watched Paranormal Lockdown, and yeah. So, not so much on the Portals to Hell, which I will. But yeah, I've seen a lot on that show. It's pretty good. So,
getting into Edward's suicide, June 8th, 1894. Mm. He died not inside his house, as it is sometimes said, but rather on the grounds near the brickworks. Whoa, I just lost my page.
What?
I literally watched it go. it went like.
And that was that.
It's the altitude again.
So yeah, they.
It's paranormal activity.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So yeah, he didn't die, so they say, in the mansion, but I guess he still haunts it.
Well, there's a lot of places like that.
He's still connected to it probably the most, right?
You guys remember the, I think it was the mini, it was the sloth furnace, where some of the paranormal activity was at the new one, yeah. Like they had kind of moved on to the other place or whatever, like they kind of jumped back and forth. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't necessarily have to be in the location.
It's what do you call it?
It's the, his name was, off of the, oh, what's the?
It's a welding stuff.
Yeah.
Slag.
Schlaghubble.
No, what'd you call him? Sledge?
Sludge or something. Yeah.
Sludge. Hey, Sludge. It's Slag. All right, whatever. Sludge, Slag, Sloths, Sledge, whatever.
Like Flintstones.
Pick one, right?
That's hilarious. This talks about, and it's from some of your stuff that you were talking about, the all the floor plans and everything, Nate. It says the listing. So it shows all these different pictures. It says beautiful inside, you know, very ornate. Says the listing, of course, doesn't mention the not-so-charming pass. It does, however, note that the 1.25-acre lot is sitting on has endless possibilities, quote-unquote, and incoming generating potential. The lot has been approved for redevelopment with the house intact, which we were talking about, those like condominiums and stuff. As for the particulars, the home has a whopping 7 bedrooms, 3 bathrooms, myriad formal spaces, dining rooms, and a parlor. And again, for the listing, which you mentioned was $2 million, many of its original decorative details, from the beautiful chandeliers to the eccentric wallpaper and stunning Victorian details in every corner. Granted, the interiors need a lot of work. The home has been used for events and was previously a restaurant, which I didn't know about the restaurant part. So it'll take some time to get it back to a habitable status. I don't think anybody's going to use it as an actual home.
No.
Yeah.
All right. I found my paragraph again.
Okay. Take two.
So, yeah, after... his suicide, Balthazar actually had 5 children. One of the other children was George. Although George, he did note that Edward had complained of experiencing severe pains in his head for about a week leading up to his death. Mm-hmm. Edward was 41 years old.
Oh, wow, young.
So I wonder if he had an aneurysm and he couldn't take it anymore, the pain.
Yeah, or just... caught off. What is that?
Look how cool that is. So it talks about it being a good film location,
yeah,
and that you can look into it. It says the Kreischer Mansion is a 19th century Victorian estate with over, now this is interesting, over 7 acres. So the estate is 7 acres of land. The house is on 1 acre. 7 acres of land in the heart of the Charleston district of Staten Island. Perfect for staging community events and film/TV productions. Due to its architectural and historical significance, it was added to the National Registry, like we said, in 1982. Past on-site TV productions have included Boardwalk Empire, which is HBO, Bones, Fox, Ghost Adventures, Travel Channel, Haunted Encounters on Biography, Gotham on Fox, and Paranormal Lockdown, like you said, TLC. Mm-hmm. And this even said, like this says, if you're interested, you know, you can find, you know, get permission to have your own TV show or special
or live show or on location. Huh?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
I like it. You know, we'll see.
So we're going here. This is on the list. I've already put it on the list. You know that.
Put on the list, Sean. Please.
Duh.
Right. Now it's official. No. Yeah, that would be a cool place to check out for whatever. I wouldn't want to smell the burning flesh.
No.
If there was a smell like that. No. Like that's, yeah. Have you ever smelled? Like.
Yes.
Yeah, I guess I have.
I figured you had because.
My dad
welding.
Burned.
Yeah.
My dad burned accidentally myself all burned time. Himself.
It smells like burnt hot dog.
My dad, I remember when I was younger,
Oscar Meyer? No, it's Nate Locks.
Oh. A garden, and at the end of the season, he would use it as a burn pile, and he had a flannel shirt on, and the wind was blowing, and he was throwing gas on this pile, burning pile, and the wind blew just right and blew the flame at his shirt, and shirt started, and he got a second, almost third degree burn, and I remember him running in and saying, slather butter on it, and it's like, I don't think you're supposed to slather butter on it, but anyway, so...
Like
but
a,
I do remember that smell. I remember that smell.
Yeah. Wow. Reminds me of Kramer.
He was a pyromaniac.
Oh, man. Slather butter. No.
No, Dad.
That's hilarious.
It's not toast.
Going back to the paranormal lockdown, kind of ties in with the we're talking about the sulfur smell that sometimes you can, like, people talk about, like, as far as like maybe a sign of demonic activity. Nick, sorry, he said, it says that Nick began to smell sulfur and he felt a cold sensation over his entire body, as if he felt like something was trying to take over his body. Soon after this, the duo jumped when they heard a loud sound coming from the fireplace. Nick said, "I don't feel safe," but as he was getting so much activity, he refused to leave. So I thought that was interesting, because if he's smelling sulfur and then it felt like something was taking over his body, that would be demonic.
Have either of you said anything about a small boy lurking?
Well, I said pitter-patter of little children, but no, okay. That's it. That's as far as I went on that.
Okay. Well, this says that you might see a small boy lurking around the home, possibly the spirit of a child of Balthazar.
No, I didn't. Yeah, lurking, huh?
So that's where the pitter-patter's coming from.
While you're lurking.
In a lot of the, there were several.
What are you lurking at? Oh, sorry.
Lurking at. There were several videos I remember showing that, like, just random, you know, they've had concerts and they've had shows and they've had people, parties there, and mm-hmm. people taking pictures, and you'll see figures, and a lot of them look like old dead people, figures yeah. in the windows. They had some really good orbs, which I know orbs are your favorite, but they did have an interesting one, like by the front door, where these orbs and the different pictures they took were going in this certain weird pattern, and it's very bizarre. It did not look like any kind of a reflection, and it was multiple like balls of light, and they were moving in these weird patterns. So I thought that was very interesting.
Was it bizarre or Balthazar?
It was Balthazar.
Balthazar.
It was Balthazar.
No. Sounds like a villain for a superhero.
That's not the name of the dude in Harry Potter. What's his name? Something's. That's Voldemort.
Voldemort.
Yeah. Something like that. Whatever it takes. yes, I say we need to go there.
Most
check it
definitely.
Out. And
that'd be a lot of fun.
I like it. Mm-hmm. I like the.
And it's a cool looking building too.
Oh, it really is.
Yeah.
It sort of
reminds me of the big old house just west of Plainfield here.
It does.
Somewhat. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But my buddy Jim had to board up because there was raccoons and all kinds of critters hidden there.
Yeah.
He said you wouldn't believe it was
nasty,
like multiple feet, like 2-3 feet of bat poop.
Oh yeah, I'm sure.
Raccoons from squirrel. It was like it was so gross. Yeah, and then kids were getting in there and mm-hmm. doing what God knows what. So
Satanistic.
Yeah.
Rituals.
Yeah. So he boarded. because Hendrix bought that.
Yeah.
So he works for Hendrix, and he's in the maintenance of the facility. So, yeah, he had to board that up. So that is too bad, too, because that's a beautiful – I mean, for as bad as condition it is, it's still – that'd be awesome if you could fix it up. Maybe we could buy that.
Well, I mean, if you had deep pockets, I guess you could.
Well, yeah. Huh. Well, I have deep pockets. I just don't have anything
to fill. There's just nothing in there.
No, I keep reaching in down there. I'm like, wait a minute. I keep going.
A little further.
Yeah.
There was this psychic medium that went in there, and his name sounds made up, but surely it's not. Ramondi.
How about be Zoltar?
Zoltar.
What was his name?
Ramondi.
Ramondi?
Ramondi.
Hmm.
It says, wow, somebody was dragged here. Ramondi said upon setting foot in the house, I'm feeling the energy. He was killed, but I feel like a stab. They're stabbing. Someone's sitting on somebody. They want him to die. This man, he did not want to die. Blood. So was all blood in here. Like bloody, very bloody. Was there more than one murder here? She went on to... I thought it was a guy. She went on to later describe how a spirit was watching and crying over the desecration of his body. She said she had an overpowering vision of water being involved and even pointed out the grave in the backyard. It's no surprise to many locals the Chrysler Mansion is, after all, one of the most haunted spots in New York City, that the home was the site of a grisly mob murder. So, gosh, yeah, it talks a lot about that, Joe Black. So she was picking up a lot of that energy, which is...
Wasn't there a movie
wild.
Called Meet Joe Black?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It has Anthony Hopkins. I can't remember the female. I can see her, but I can't remember her name. Mm-hmm. And it had Brad Pitt. Brad Pitt was Joe Black. So it is it's based on the old movie Death Takes a Holiday. Mm. And because he basically he kills Brad Pitt's spoiler alert if nobody's seen it.
Yeah.
It's a great movie. I own it actually, but he kills it's Anthony Hopkins' daughter kind of quickly falls for this guy in just this chance meeting with him, and he goes around the corner, and they kind of, they keep missing each other. Like, she turns around to kind of see if he's looking at her, and then he turns around to look at her when she's looking away, and so they kind of miss out on this.
I know what you're going to say, and meeting. He gets hit.
He goes around the corner, and he gets in a car accident, death taking him over, so he still lives on, and she sees him later, and she remembers him, like, oh, he's that really attractive guy I saw on the street. And but it's actually death, and he has no personality, and he's like humorless, and he's just like so matter of fact. But he's enjoying the experience of living in this body. And long short of it is basically she falls off. But he had originally come to take Anthony Hopkins, it was his time to die. And so it goes through this whole thing where Anthony Hopkins basically, if he plays along with it, can live a little bit longer and enjoy his daughter and all the joys of life. But eventually it's like, okay, it's time for you to go, death, and it's time for me to go. And I want to say that last scene is like Joe Black or death walking over the hill with Anthony Hopkins. You know, he basically says goodbye to his daughter and they go. Sorry, spoiler.
Well,
big time spoiler.
Wow. I was going to watch that this weekend, but that's right, Sean. Sorry. Thanks a lot for ruining it.
Just throw the popcorn in the trash.
Any other movies you want to ruin for me?
Son of a buck. It's a great movie, though. You should totally watch it.
I was not
I'm looking at that picture of the two mansions right now, and mm-hmm. they were not identical.
Oh, really? They look
there's
no the one on the right.
I think they call them twins. They still call it twins.
Yeah, they're twin mansions. But yeah, this one on the right
don't
has
you oppress
like
me.
A third story balcony area, whereas the other one doesn't.
All right. Yeah, and I think that's one of the pictures I looked at, and I thought that's not identical, but it's.
I feel misled.
You look at it real quick, and
I feel like I've misled the entire creepy.
We're lying to the organization. That's what we do. We're lying anymore.
Forget it.
I'm pretty
they
sure.
They are identical. No, they're
in all of these episodes, I'm pretty sure there might be a few a few things that were misconstrued.
Ah,
what?
A few lies. Got? Lies, all
Charles
lies.
Charles and Edward were married sisters.
Ah.
A family affair.
This is getting just juicy.
Mm-hmm. Live next door to each other.
What is this turning into?
Well, that one with the balcony is the one that burnt down.
Oh. That was the biggest one.
Might not have been my favorite one.
Yeah. Oh, well. I wonder what that size was, like how big, or, because you were saying, like, the one now that's still seven bedrooms.
It's chump change, right?
Yeah, 2 million. Yeah. I bet that'd been.
The other one's probably like 52 million.
Yep. 52, you think? 52, it'd be
yeah, it's
probably two and a half. I don't know. Two and a quarter.
Random number.
Whatever it takes. Guys, I am out of. Anything to add? If you have anything,
no, we gotta go. We like you said on location.
Nate, you have anything?
No, I
Since
think
it's
we
your
hit,
choice.
We hit all the big stuff. It looks like
this was a great pick.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of information.
I've never heard
great
of it
history,
before.
And I love it because of the mob, the mafia.
Yeah,
hit. I love that stuff. So
we were talking. You know, one thing I wanted to interject was just funny is you said that they don't die here, but they keep showing up and they're connected to it. Think about all the places that we've told. Like, there's a couple examples I've got. But Al Capone's one. Al Capone's like everywhere. His ghost is I mean, just he's like the streetwalker of paranormal.
Yeah. He's over there.
He's
playing,
everywhere.
He's playing a Nate's couch.
He's like the village bicycle. Everybody's at
He is. He's
and what's another one? Abraham Lincoln shows up a lot.
Yeah.
And Winston Churchill. I think we've talked about.
We talked about
Winston.
All,
so they just show up wherever the heck they want.
I know.
A dirt one little tidbit that I found just here.
Yeah.
Do you know how much? Joe Black was paid for the hit?
I do not, but I'll guess. Let's see. So you account for the inflation?
$5.
No, I'll say, it's hard because I listen to all these shows, and, man, they get paid a lot, or they don't really, $5,000. I'll say
$10,000.
$8,000. That was close. Okay.
I think for me to commence killing someone, it would have to be more than
$8,000. I'd kill Sean for like $5.
I
love you though. Like my Texas.
Yeah.
Write that down.
Yeah, I'm
that's right.
I do for 10.
You're telling on yourself, aren't you?
Wow.
Oh. Eight grand, huh?
$8,000.
Yeah, it's gonna take
a
little more.
Took.
I'll be like,
you got life.
I'm thinking a little more than that to make
there's
a thing called prison. It's not great. So that was an interesting fact. Let's end it on that. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's good. Good job.
I like
good
it.
Job, guys. What do you have? Dark moment.
Are you guessing?
Yeah.
All right. For what I have for you guys is a middle-aged dark side.
Ah,
yes.
I knew it.
I'm enjoying these. I actually heard this today, and I'm like, I'm using this. So I have, this is a spur of the moment one. And I decided to go Metallica. Oh. How can you go wrong with Metallica? The Unforgiven. And I didn't know, you know, I was guessing what Unforgiven was about, but this, it actually had a little bit different spin than I thought. A metal ballad co-written by Ulrich Hammett and Hetfield. The song, the song, I got too many accents going through my head. This song is about the struggles he had with religion related to his mom's death. His relatives did not want to give James' mom the treatment she needed because they thought God would help her through it. So he started to question his the legitimacy of religion. It said, this is interesting, the horn sound intro was taken from the movie score of the appropriately titled The Unforgiven and reversed for legal reasons. Hetfield's singing was inspired by Chris Isaacs in Wicked Games. He used screaming, not singing. So it goes, new blood joins this earth, and quickly he's subdued. Through constant pain and disgrace, the young boy learns their rules. With time, the child draws in, this whipping boy done wrong. Deprived of all his thoughts, the young man struggles on and on. He's known, oh, a vow unto his own, that never from this day his will they'll take away. Yeah. What I've felt, what I've known, never shine through what I've shown. Never be, never see, won't see what might have been. What I've felt, what I've known, never shine through what I've shown. Never free, never me. So I dub thee Unforgiven, which is a great movie, by the way, and I won't ruin it for you. They dedicate their lives. Clint Eastwood's fantastic. They dedicate their lives to running all of his. He tries to please them all, this better man he is. Throughout his life the same, he's battled constantly. This fight he cannot win. A tired man they see, no longer cares. The old man then prepares to die regretfully. That old man, here is me. Yeah. What I've felt, what I've known, never shine through what I've shown. Never be, never see, won't see what might have been. What I've felt, what I've known, never shine through what I've shown. Never free, never me. So I dub thee Unforgiven. And it goes on and on into that. So I love it, though. I love Metallica. That song gives me the chills.
I do, too.
If you've never heard it, you're on another planet. I don't even know what to say about you. But
I like playing bass to that one.
Go listen to it immediately. Oh, yeah. I mean, you can hear it and be like, yep, it's fantastic.
It is. It is a good one. Thank you for that. That was a good dark moment or whatever, dark side.
I made your dark side.
Yay. What do you call him again?
Made the dark side roll.
Dark.
You don't even know me, Tom.
Dark moment side something dark moment. Okay.
Is something about sausage?
That was a good choice. Good job. Good job.
Unforgiven also has Gene Hackman in it, too, by the way, and he does a great job.
I am trying to...
You're thinking about all the stars in it?
Yeah, I'm trying to think if I've seen it. Who's in it? Tell me who's in it.
Clint Eastwood.
Clint Eastwood.
Who did I just say? Not Anthony Hopkins. I started to say Dennis Hopper. Oh, my gosh. Who did I just literally just say?
Huh?
Gene Hackman.
Gene Hackman.
What year is the movie?
91,
yeah,
maybe?
It's like early, mid-90s or something. Okay. Man, yeah. So if I've seen it, it's been a while. I'm just trying to think.
It was Forgiven. It was like an old Western and at the time it was like in modern era.
Right.
But 92, sorry.
92.
It was directed by Clint Eastwood with Clint Eastwood, Gene Hackman, Morgan Freeman, Richard Harris. It was fantastic.
Well, I'll have to watch it just in case.
I own that one too, by the way.
Oh, do you? I might borrow that.
You should. I have it.
Awesome.
Just remind me.
Yeah, I'll remember. So anyway, thank you for that. Sean, second announcements, please.
Yes, I just happen to have the sitting right here. Follow us on all social media accounts, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and don't you worry, TikTok. Email us at makopodcast@gmail.com. That's two A's. We are on all podcast listening apps. Make sure you hit that subscribe button, give us a 5-star rating, and leave a review if the app allows. Tell someone you know or don't know about the podcast. We sell all kinds of cool merch, so go get you some. We offer many types of show sponsorship opportunities for individuals and businesses. It's another way for you to support us, get your name mentioned, and or your business promoted. The sponsorship money goes right back into the show for merch giveaways, future on locations, live shows, etc. Please email us, reach out to one of us, or message us on Instagram for more information. Almost stroked out there.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. I mean, wasn't your best, but it's okay. Mediocre. It's all right. I think the altitude is getting to you.
I was a little anxious.
You're getting a little lightheaded. You anxious? Were you anxious about it?
Not really.
No, good job. Thank you for that.
I did spittle. I got a little spittle on my phone, though.
Spittle?
Mm-hmm. Spittle.
There was something I was going to ask or mention off of that. I can't remember because that's how my mind is anymore. I can't remember, so I'll forget it. Nate, I'm going to turn over to you. What do you have for us, sir?
Oh, Balthazar. That's a wrap.
That's a wrap.
We do love that name, don't we?
I know, Balthazar. I might get a T-shirt that says, I don't know what this means, but I love the name Balthazar. Ask me about Balthazar. Man, I wish I could remember what I was going to say. I don't know.
You love us.
I do. I do love you guys. And I love the Creepies. And we want to thank you, Creepies, for listening to episode 131 and our discussion on the spooky Kreischer Mansion. You like how I added that?
Kreischer.
So until next time. Nate is your tech engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged.
And creeped out.
Keep it creepy.